Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time to take a perfectly good relationship and make it blow up in our faces.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What's going on today?
We have a lovely couple today. We have Ryan and Cynthia, and they are debating whether or not to lie over the holidays.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, guys. Take care. Never solved one in faster time. Ryan, you won the toss, so you get to go first. Ryan? Oh, boy. Ryan, are you?
Yai.
There you are. What's going on?
Okay. So I hate to say it's all right. Cynthia and I are married with three kids, and this is like really hard to discuss publicly, but I recently got laid off from my job.
So sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I don't mean to be weird about that, but like I understand, like so many companies do that. It's like
it literally just happened to my brother-in-law.
Do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is just like cuffing season, man. You got to do it. If you don't, if you haven't done it like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, you got to keep them.
Yep.
Like, okay, we are very sorry that happened.
My wife in HR is saying, just remain silent.
All right,
yeah,
so.
Out of all the times of the year to do this, you know, like right at the holidays.
Yeah, okay. And so.
Anyway, so her family is coming to visit for the holidays. And you know what? I don't want us to tell her family, you know, her mom and dad, I just am super embarrassed, and if we tell them, then the whole visit's going to be about me losing my job.
Oh,
Okay.
So you want to lie? You want to pretend to be employed?
Yeah. Otherwise, I know it's awful to lie, but I just know what's going to happen is they're going to treat me like I'm sort of charity case, and I don't know. I just really just don't want to, you know, and they're really super generous and, you know, they'll want to pay for everything. And
that would be bad because, I'm sorry, are you going there or are they coming here?
They're coming to our place.
Mm.
So then are you going to pretend to go to work some days or are you pretending to be off?
No. I mean, it's the holiday. So yeah, I can get by with pretending.
Just saying,
off,
I took some comp days to hang out with y'all. Okay.
Yeah, I had a bunch of a vacation that, you know, saved up that, you know,
I get what he's saying. It changes the vibe of everything, especially they walk through. Hey, so good to see you. Hey, by the way, this bad thing happened, and they're, now we're not.
Yeah,
happy
you know what?
To be
I
here.
Agree. Don't you hate it when honesty changes the vibe?
It's all about the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather have the vibe and have a completely insincere holiday. You're right, T-Hack. Who are you? Are you pretending to be? Yeah, I'd rather vibe than. So you'd rather spend money you don't have, Ryan, than let these generous. Okay, I think. Hang on, just stay there, Ryan. You feel free to jump in, but let's get your wife here, Cynthia.
Yay!
Wow.
Hi guys.
What do you? I do see his point in that it will change the thing, but
what
do you want to do? Like, as they get off the plane, tell them?
Well, no, I mean, not if they get off the plane, but I just feel like it's not a bad thing to tell them. I mean, it's true, you know, it's something that we're dealing with, and I just think we should be honest. I mean, and we may need help. We may need the help. I mean, and then if they find out that we were lying before, that might, I don't know, shade how they feel. Plus, I don't really like to lie to my parents. Like, my family's very close, and I feel like it'd be really hard to not tell them. You know, and it's the
holidays. Do you feel like you're going to get caught? Because somebody's going to be like, well, how's it down at the factory there, Ryan? And you're going to be like, because you don't have a poker face or what?
I definitely don't have a poker face. I 100% do not have a poker face. But more importantly, we might actually need the help. I mean, Ryan, don't you think? I mean, we could actually use the help with the expenses. It's the holidays, so I welcome it personally, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just
figured, you know what? Let's wait till after the holidays and then tell them, you know.
Tell them as you drop them off at the airport. By the way, I don't have a job. Ah!
Well, I'm a husband, right? So I have in-laws, and there's pressure there, whether it's, even though they're the sweetest people in the world, there's just pressure of you married their daughter, you provide.
Is it real pressure, or is that implied by you?
I think it's probably implied by me, but it's, that's part of.
I think it could be both.
Yeah, but it's you want to make sure that you're taking care of her, and then this is a big blow to that confidence in yourself,
mm-hmm. yeah.
in their eyes, and it's like, let's just figure it out. And then we can tell them, oh, he got a new job, and they don't need to know there was a 2-month weird period.
Gap or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't. It's not lying. Like, keep saying lying. Okay. Is it their business?
Withholding information.
Okay. 303-222-5423 is the text line. It is the number you're also going to call to tell Ryan to lie for the holidays, or Cynthia to be honest with her family who loves her deeply. 303-222-5423. I'm not a big, I mean, I understand not tainting the dynamic, but okay.
Mm-hmm. And the think about Christmas morning. Are they going to, do you have gifts for them and stuff? Like, is that going to be weird? I would imagine.
Because it's you can't afford these anymore?
Yeah, now don't give it to me.
What else would you like?
Of course, yeah. No, of course we have gifts. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we're already ready.
Okay.
But then,
and they're bringing, you know,
I wouldn't lie about anything that makes me look bad. I don't know. I'm trying to think, what else? What do you mean?
Let's say you have cancer. That's going to be a real downer at Christmas, but it could be your last Christmas with them, so you should tell them.
Or should you just.
Or you don't, and you keep it the same because you don't want to affect the mood.
They're pissed at you for not telling them. Because then they're going to be treating it like it's any other Christmas and not your last Christmas.
I think you would want it to be.
Last Christmas.
No, I'm out. No, I don't think
you
I would
keep it in.
Yeah.
Because you just want a normal, let's just have a great fun time. There's no weirdness. There's no pity.
I understand everything you're saying. But when they find out the truth, I understand losing your job is not as bad as cancer. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But when they find out the truth eventually, and they will.
Yeah.
They're going to be so mad. They're like, wait, we all went out to Red Lobster. We all went out and had played Punch Bowl Social and Ryan picked up the whole thing. And that whole time he didn't have any money. I would be so mad to find out later that I let you treat me to stuff and you were unemployed. That's
Look, I mean, down the, two, 3 years down the road, no one will even remember,
I'll
get another job. I'll get another job and, we won't even mention that I got laid off, right? And they won't have to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and plus, there's a weird transition that happens when kids become adults, and then kids and parents are both adults, because it's like, I'm sure Ryan and Cynthia, you don't know the exact history of your parents' career, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly down to how, when they were fired or let go or quit or whatever, you know? It's like,
oh my God.
So is it
even there? So you're doing the maybe they lied, so you should. Is that what you're doing?
Well, is it there? Hey, we're dealing with this as a family, but we still want to have you come and have a great holiday, and we will continue to deal with this.
Yep.
By ourselves, and you don't need to know about it.
We're going to tell you about it, but we're going to deal with it.
But we don't need to tell you because it doesn't concern you because we'll deal with it. We just want to have a fun Christmas.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say I'm open to not bringing it up, but what I don't like the idea is if they say how's the job going, and then there's a lie that follows from it. That's where I have.
So if it doesn't come up, you can leave it. But when it does, you want to be truthful at that moment.
Exactly, because later
because
on,
it
wait
will
a
come
what
up.
Happened then? Yeah,
always
because
come
it
up.
Will absolutely come. My family will definitely ask how everything's going.
Might as well nip
we'll
it.
We'll be forced to lie. Yeah.
All right, Ryan, Cynthia, hang on. We're gonna get you. We're gonna get you some jury members here, and maybe some job leads. I don't know.
Maybe he can get a quick part-time job. That way, he can just be Yeah, work is great.
So when they,
he doesn't have to be specific, but this
so when
way
they all
not
go
lying.
Out to King Supers to buy some extra gravy, he's like checking them out.
Yeah,
that's but just, that way he's boop. Not lying about having a job. Last Christmas.
I just, yeah, I'm sorry. It's tough. I let's just have a fun holiday. Let's not get mired in all this
get
stuff.
Mired down in the truth.
Yeah. Well, I don't need to tell you everything. Just like, oh, we had a big disagreement before you came here, Mom and Dad.
That's not the same.
We don't
thing.
Need to get
and
into
you
it.
Know it. It's not the same thing.
And yeah.
It's like we'll deal with that on our own. Okay. Same with the job.
Ryan lost his job and he's wants to lie while the in-laws are here. And Cynthia's like, I don't lie to my family. Period.
Mm.
So whose choice is it? Do we lie or not for Christmas? Text or call 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's a great major debate between Ryan and Cynthia. Basically, unfortunately, this does suck, but Ryan got let go from his job just in time for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And he, with the in-laws coming into town, he's like, let's just have a good Christmas and not tell anybody.
Yeah, they don't need to know. It's going to ruin everything. They're going to feel sorry for us the whole time instead of just having a nice Christmas being all together.
But Cynthia's like, I don't lie to my family. So, period. No, we're not doing it. We got to tell them. And we could use the help. I mean, if we go blow a bunch of money, you know how it is when in-laws are in town. It's like, oh, let's go get some of that good wine we all like.
Yeah.
Let's all go out to eat to the nice steakhouse.
Yeah, but like, Ryan's worried if they tell him, now we're not going to do all that fun stuff. And we're just going to sit around and feel bad for Ryan. And I don't think he wants that.
Sit in misery and sorrow.
All right, Ryan, Cynthia, we've got a jury ready for you. Feel free to jump in with any of them. And we'll get you an answer here shortly. Chris?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Why?
Well, here's what I think. They should call them today. They should get it out on the table. Everybody can process it. They can talk about it. They say it happened. We are going to have the best, vacation, but we just wanted you to know right now.
So don't wait until
they get here.
No, because then everybody does. It's awkward. No one knows what to say. Let's get it out and then move on.
But can you say we're going to have the best vacation?
Okay, I'm sorry. That might be overly optimistic. Okay. But just to say, this happened, and we're looking forward to you visiting, and wanted to make sure you knew.
Yeah, okay. That sounds all well and good. The problem is it's going to lead to the exact same problems that we mentioned earlier, is that they're going to want to pay for everything, and it's going to be just really uncomfortable. So all it's going to do is make it happen earlier.
Yeah.
Than if we tell them, we're to tell them when they arrive.
There won't be like an anvil hanging over. I don't know. Let's keep going here. Tianan?
Shannon. Yai.
Shannon.
Yai.
whose side are you on?
I'm on the wise side. I think you'd be smart just to call them and get it over with.
Oh my God.
So we don't want to ruin the vibe of Christmas, but this is the situation we're dealing with right now. And then there's no need to lie.
But isn't it just, even though you get the bad news out of the way, like then they come and they've got their hat in their hand, right? Like, hey, how you doing? And it just is like, no, just come give me a hug.
Does it feel like a blow to your manhood, Ryan? Like, is that kind of
Yeah, what is the motivation? Is it emasculating?
I mean, it's a little embarrassing. I mean, whether you're a man or a woman or, I mean, it's just embarrassing to lose your job. And so I don't think it's a macho thing, but yeah, I have to, be the provider and all, but everyone's going to start feeling sorry for me and they're going to want to pay for everything. And if we tell them in advance, they might even buy us more stuff and then I feel even more guilty.
If I could say something, I'm Ryan, like if we tell them, then at least they'll have an idea. And I know it's kind of embarrassing for you, but I mean, guys, I have to be really honest, actually, like the last two callers made me feel super validated in my thoughts on like what I think should happen. And Ryan, I have to be really honest with you. I've actually already told my parents. I already let them know. In fairness, I didn't know that you didn't want to tell them. I was just talking to my mom like I normally do, and it rolled out already. So, and honestly, I agree with the first two callers.
Why? What?
They already know, and they're already coming. And that's, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. It's what's honest, and it's also like they still love us, so it's not a problem. It's not a problem.
So why
didn't you say so earlier then? Before we got on here and talked about it,
Well, no, I was second guessing my decision to just tell them, but like I didn't know it mattered so much to you, to be honest. And then with all this conversation, I didn't know. I wanted some validation, and I did. I feel like
we only took two calls, Cynthia.
Yeah, like, it's only two calls,
in a row,
and they're both
in a row with
they're
the
both women, so of course they're going to back you up. What is this?
Okay. Well,
what? So that
Tia, since we're probably not going to go back to more calls.
Okay.
Who did win? Well,
Cynthia, but it was closer. I mean, she won.
But she did win.
She did win, but it was not a blowout. The first two were for Cynthia.
Two calls.
But there's. From what I can see on our call screen, there's Travis was going to be on Cynthia's side. Mary was going to be on Ryan's side. Like, she did win, Ryan,
yeah,
but
it
Cynthia.
The fact that the fight was after the, like, I don't like that.
Well, because now not on.
Like, the colors don't matter. It already happened.
Right.
Yeah.
And Ryan, let me just put you guys on hold. Like, I don't.
They're going to love and support you no matter what.
Yeah, hang on. Because I hate talking bad about people when they can actually like. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I like. His worry is. I just want this to be out in the open for how pissed I am. His worry. He's telling his wife. I feel like this is emasculating and it's going to sour the mood.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, knowing full well she's already told them. Then talks him into coming on the radio. Follow me?
Yes.
Then emasculating himself again here for no reason because it's already done.
Yeah.
That's what just happened.
She almost should have doubled down on the lie and just told her family, don't say anything.
Here's what I'm saying. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. We all agree that she won, right?
Yes.
Would she win if we knew what we know now?
That she already did it without
Correct.
Talking.
No.
Yes. No.
Absolutely not. She would text in
what
303-222-5423 if you've changed your vote knowing that she already did it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said Maracas, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent maracas smell amazing. You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.